What's hot and what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, we're struggling here to find out what's hot in these markets here after the break here this morning.
You know, we are. I mean, wheat had some strength in the overnight session, you know, but the pressure from corn and beans kind of pulling it down. But, you know, wheat had a good run last week, had some pretty good strength. Minneapolis has gained over a dollar from its lows. We're looking at 70, 80 cents higher in Kansas City. You know, we're still seeing some issues. Of course, there was a little bit of escalation in the tensions between Russia and the Ukraine over the at the end of last week. That sent wheat and the oil market sharply higher. Of course, we're still dealing with dry conditions down in the southern plains. As that winter wheat starts to come out of dormancy, we're still seeing poor conditions. And, well, right now the drought kind of expanding as far as the southern plains are concerned.
What's not hot with this market then?
I'd have to say that even though we've had some pretty good strength in the corn and the soybean market, it's starting to show a little bit of issues. Of course, you know, we still continue to see the dry conditions in southern Brazil, also in most of Argentina, the rain in the northern regions of Brazil. So we're seeing some issues yet, but it's the same news that we've been dealing with, and the market's getting kind of tired of it. It needs something new, and I think that after last Thursday, that market is starting to wane a little bit. We could see a little bit of profit-taking come in. Not saying that the rally's over. I just think that that market is ready for a little bit of a break. You know, we've had some really strong demand show up. You know, now, of course, you know, since CONAB came in and lowered their production and there's others that are kind of following suit, you know, it looks like we are going to see even a further reduction in the size of the crop in South America. Now, whether or not China comes in and continues to buy aggressively from the U.S. is going to be another story if their demand is going to stay strong. But I think right now the market is going to take a let's see what happens with the crop after this last 2 weeks before they start pushing the U.S. market anymore.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.